Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have always shined.
Well, it seems that our friend and guest today, Gary Stewart, has been so prolific with the books. It seems like he's done a couple books since we last got to speak with him on the show. He's got one that is coming out in September and one that's coming out soon after that. And in this one, according to Deepak Chopra, you will learn the science behind overcoming obstacles and the scenes of the universe of infinite possibilities, which can be coaxed into almost as many actualities of experience. And it made me think of a friend of mine whose husband has traveled for work three different times. They've moved him. And so she has complained to me each time. As she is getting ready to move to the new city, she has said, it's a horrible city. I don't want to live there. There's nothing for me to do there. I can't make any money there. And then they move, and she follows her husband. And then a year or two down the line, she's saying, I love it here. I never want to move here. This is so wonderful here. And, of course, her husband has to move again. And then she starts all over complaining again. I don't know anybody in the new city. I hate it there. I don't like it there. Even though some of these places are some of the most beautiful places in the world, and then she complains. So it's interesting that in the middle of this stay at home and COVID and all that, she's actually doing really well in her new third city that she was complaining about, and now she's doing financially well, and she has friends in the third city where she wouldn't do well and where she didn't like it and it's not pretty, and now she says it's so pretty here. And I think to myself, as well as she's doing right now, I wonder what it would have been, especially having started to read Gary Stewart's book, I wonder what it would have been if she had given herself like a running start, like kind of prepped it by saying, I'm actually going to enjoy myself. I think it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. And would she might have done just as well. Or maybe she would have done a lot better. And even if she had done just as well, she would have caused a lot less headache for her friends and her husband and everybody around her and her family and for herself as well, if she had maybe flipped that switch and talked about it in a different way. So I'm looking forward to what Gary has to say on the subject when we talk to Gary Stewart, our guest, and a little later on. Our musical guests are a very interesting duo. The first time we have ever had a father and a son and a daughter on together. And so looking forward to our musical guests, James Gruft and Leandra D.L. Gruft, coming up on the Life Changes Show live at home edition after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate, but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
Back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition online with Mark Lejeur.
I'm so excited for tonight's show. I've been feeling this shift and sharing my opinions about it with various people, and they look at me a little odd when I talk about synchronicities and the move to timelessness, to the quantum. So I'm really excited to talk to Gary tonight.
Yes, moving to the quantum. Well, we've actually titled the show Transforming Obstacles into Opportunities, because that is the subtitle of the book, which is called Quantum Activation, Transforming Obstacles into Opportunities. Our guest is a best-selling author, he's a speaker, and a constellation healer, and so much more. Gary Stewart, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. It's so good to be back. Is my audio okay? Hopefully I got a headset on to have increased clarity.
You sound exactly like yourself.
Okay, wonderful. Hey, Mark, how are you? Great to be on the show again as well. Thank you.
And last time we got to have you in person and would have again, but this is the way this is supposed to be. And actually, you know, in this time, this is a perfect time for your
exactly.
book to come out.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. And people may have more time to read and listen to programs. So it's actually, you know, there's always a secondary gain. You know, we don't see it with when we're forced into changes, but somehow new things benefit, you know.
Well, as I'm getting to peruse your book, and I'm enjoying it so far, and I think, oh, wow, I like how he's saying that. I like how they're saying that, because actually you've co-authored this with two other authors, right?
Yes, yes. Amit Goswami, PhD. He was in With the Bleep. He was a quantum physicist in With the Bleep. And also Carl David Blake, who's a feature filmmaker and documentary film director. And we got together. Well, at first it started with the film. And then he said, would you meet with me in Eugene, Oregon, where he lives, before he got trapped in India due to no flights to the U.S.? And we met about three times. And many of his books are called Quantum Activism. And we were talking, and I said, well, quantum activation would be, a great title for a new book. So we felt to gain audience before a feature film or documentary about healing, we should build an audience with the book. So we said, hey, what's a great idea? So here we are 2 years later and hundreds of rewrites to get it perfect and edited down to its essential essence. Here it is, going live September 3rd.
Very exciting, and here you are. Well, actually, so let's dig right in. Transforming obstacles into opportunities. Let's start with obstacles. And
yes.
Obstacles can be internal and external.
Yes, 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 external as well. Well, that's my specialty, being a constellation facilitator, because most clients come to me because something's stuck in their life and it's not working. And so the question that I put out for the back of the book here is, what if your obstacle is a gift? Generally, we don't change unless we're unhappy with something. Once we're unhappy with something because an obstacle presents us, a job isn't serving us, the pay is low, whatever the case may be, it could be a health obstacle, whatever it is. In a way, it's a gift because it's saying, hey, you got to change. I mean, if I've learned one thing from over 20 years of constellations with about 15,000 clients, is life has one rule, adapt or die. And if we don't take the obstacle saying, oh, I got to wake up and do something now. Wait a minute, this isn't working for me. So the obstacle is actually empowering you to take action. And once you take action, you can have a different outcome. And so that's really what it's all about, to make yourself happy. Why bother otherwise? You know, if you're just going to, some people get a secondary gain from being victims, and I honor that, that the woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. They're happy with that because they want people to feel sorry for them, which is okay on one level, but I'm sure you have friends like that. I've had friends like that. It gets to be pretty monotonous, and it's not really a growth experience of a friendship if you have someone who's kind of an energy vampire sucking off everyone because they're a victim rather than being empowered. Did you ever think you could change that? And most people in that mindset will fight to stay in victim mode rather than empowered and transformation mode.
Gary, you've touched on a subject that I don't know that a lot of people know about, and that's the secondary gain. Could you explain that further?
Yeah, well, secondary gain is everyone receives something. So say you're a middle child in a family, where I do family dynamics with Constellation. You're a middle child in the family. The older one gets attention. The baby gets attention. The middle child, say the second, third, or fourth child, if there's 4, 6, 8, whatever there is, has to do something to get people to listen to it. So as we know, the cliche, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, same thing. It's like, okay, well, the child learns if I'm upset or if I cry all the time, the family's going to not put the focus on the baby or the firstborn, but they're going to listen to me. So that child may learn that if they complain a lot, and maybe the case you mentioned of your friend there moving, maybe she learned if she complains a lot about her situation, people will feel sorry for her. When she's in the actual situation, everything turned out rosy. I mean, how would her situation be if she said, wow, I'm excited, I'm living near the water, I'm going to a new country, blah, blah, blah. Would her expectation not be met and then she'd be depressed because it didn't turn out well? Or did her negative thoughts about it, she can only see the positive because she already addressed the negative. So it's a real yin and yang.
Wow, I like it. I like it. I don't know if we got into internal versus external yet, but we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll dive into that. I mean, you touched on it, but it goes so much more deep, as you can. So
exactly.
When we come back, more with Gary Stewart, as we're talking about his book, Quantum Activation, and a little later on, James Gruft and Leandra D.L. Gruft, all on the Life Changes Show. And we come back after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio with Gary Stewart online. We're talking about quantum activation, and we're talking about transforming our obstacles. So, Gary, our obstacles, internal, external?
Both. both. It's also how we perceive the world, because don't forget, we're all co-creators. If Amit taught me one thing with quantum physics and science, it's like the universe is full of a million potentials. Which probability do we want to follow? Do we want to follow success? Do we want to follow victimization? There's something to be learned, no matter what, let's say, the fate or destiny of your choices guide you to. My biggest fear is, like, when I'm at the pearly gates, they'll say, oh, didn't you know you had another trajectory you could have followed? You only chose one and you had a dozen in front of you. And I'm there like, oh my God, how did I not see them while I was alive? You know? So I'm always...
Do we say, I meant to do that?
Yeah, exactly. And St. Peter will have one word, reincarnation.
Well, for those who believe in that, and if they don't believe in it, and if it doesn't exist for them, then I don't know.
Well, repeat, rinse, and wash.
Okay, so I guess I'm trying to get at the definition of what would you say is an example of an internal obstacle and an example of an external obstacle?
Well, an internal obstacle, if you look at our feelings, you know, we may feel something's right or not right, and then we create a belief system around it. So with this book, we really addressed, we added Jung, we added Freud, we add anything, Akashic Records, anything that could influence your belief system is what kind of gets cemented. So a lot of people don't want to expand outside their belief system. They stay in this little box. I don't know why humans crave safety so much, but they really like to be confined in a certain way so they feel safe. So they put themselves in a little box. So is that an internal manifestation of an external box to keep them safe? And are they afraid of the world at large, so they want to feel safe, so they create a really small reality? I'm kind of an adventure explorer and just say, what box? The only box is there if you create it to, you know, contain yourself. Otherwise, there is no box, you know? So, and Amit really goes into that. He feels humanity's downfall is scientific materialism. And he's on a one-man crusade to say consciousness is part of the universe. It's not just twinkling stars of gases and minerals. There's a conscious field within it all. And I mean, a lot of us, regardless of what we call God, supreme intelligence, there's a huge grid that the universe is operating on that most of it's invisible, yet we're at the effect of it.
And so I was reading a quote that's in the book from Eckhart Tolle. If you live only in one culture for the first 20 years of your life, you become conditioned without knowing it. And that's an example of an external obstacle, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you didn't realize that. I happened to relocate from Boston out here, and I never considered myself racist at all. And then when I moved out here, I was there. These people of color are friendly. I said, why do I think they're trying to get over on me? And I realized just by being Boston, they had forced busing around Martin Luther King in the 60s. It was very vicious there. So there really is an angry black-white divide there. And I noticed I absorbed it by living there for 30 years. I said, oh my God, I picked up something that I didn't even consciously believe in, but it was all around you, you know, danger, people of color, danger. When I came out here, I said, well, I got to drop that because that's a Boston thing, not a California thing. So it's amazing, you know, and I had to catch myself doing it. And the funny thing is, you know, I lived in the Jewish area of Boston called Brookline. And of course, everyone getting on the trains and buses, oh, my back hurts. Oh, I got to go slow. And then I noticed I was having a lot of body pain at 29 years old because I was listening to people constantly complaining about their bodies. So then I moved to a different neighborhood where it was a young yuppie crowd back then. And in the 80s, and I said, oh my God, I have no more aches and pains. So the environment, the external environment, has a lot to do with your beliefs. And that goes for our national culture and, of course, global culture of fear that's showing up all over the planet right now. But I think that's a precursor to tremendous change.
So there's a whole chapter, well, there's a whole section dedicated to trained to deceive yourself.
Yes. That's my specialty. Well, it's very true because, okay, look at a baby. I just happened to be a little music thing last night in Yucca Valley. and this baby just was all over me, crawling and wanted to touch me, feel the hair in my arm, and just looked at me with wonder, and it put its little palm on my third eye. It was such a sweet experience. But when you look at a child, it wants to do anything to keep its parents happy. So if the baby does something, so we start off as infants trying to please our parents, like they gave us the gift of life. And then if something's verboten in the family, oh, I can't do that. I can't be this way. I can't be that way. And then the child says, oh, okay, I have to be this way to get approval. Okay, well, I want to do this, but mom won't be happy, so I'll squash that part of myself. Oh, mom doesn't want me to do art. Okay, well, I can't play with Play-Doh or paint because she doesn't like the mess. Okay, boy, I could have been the next Rembrandt, but that's not acceptable in the family because mom will have to clean up. So, okay, I guess I have to squash art. And there's many things that we wanted to do, but we had to subjugate ourselves to make the family system happy, in which way our parents are actually teaching us to minimize our own growth to keep the sanctity of the family system happy, which means we're really betraying why we incarnated, because the family won't allow us. I can't tell you how many clients I've had over the years that said, you know, I wanted to be an artist, but my family wanted one lawyer this generation. I went to law school, I passed the bar, and I quit law the day I passed the bar and became a musician, which is what my soul wanted to do this lifetime.
Wow. Yeah. I'm just thinking of so many family dynamics, and in there are also the family secrets, the things that are not said.
Oh, yes. The pressure.
The things that you just kind of pick up.
Yeah, exactly. Non-verbally. Yeah, that's even, yeah. And that's big in family systems here, that's for sure. But it's almost like there's a code of rules, you know. I mean, what do they call it in the police departments and stuff? It's just like, you know, either a code of silence or whatever they call it. But a family, you just get the gist non-verbally of what can be done and cannot be done. So anyway, you know, so a lot of people who grow into adults, if they seek some kind of transformative therapy or experience, they want to break out from the paradigm they were locked into. And myself, you know, as soon as I left home, I said, I'm going to do primal therapy. I don't feel good inside. I had an abusive childhood. So I was more the adventurer type. And I actually look at some of my siblings with compassion, but I see they've settled to be victims of their childhood, rather than be proactive and really transform. So, and that's their choice, and that's fine. I happen to be the adventurous sort, and they're more like, give me my safe little box, and I'll be happy till I die. You know what I mean? And a lot of people are like that. They'd rather be comfortable than challenge themselves to expand or express, and I chose obviously that over doing nothing with my life.
well, maybe because of the character that you have, or maybe because you came with some kind of understanding about what you would eventually teach about what you're doing now.
Absolutely.
Potentially, they didn't have that,
right.
And if they were able to see this now, they might make another choice. Or if they were given the choice as young children or young adults.
Exactly.
So that's the hope and the anticipation of our conversation is that young people and people throughout, they could say, well, there actually is another way.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, my thing is, why should people live unfulfilled lives? I mean, our lifetime is so short. I make a joke. It's like yesterday I was at Woodstock and now I'm on Medicare. That's 50 years has gone by like in the blink of an eye. So it's really quite amazing to me how fast life goes. And when I was young, an older person told me, they said, it's going to be like flipping pages in a book once you pass 30. She said, mark my words. And I'm telling you, she was about 85 at the time. And I said, Mark, no truer words were spoken to me. And she had the foresight to communicate that to me so I'd remember it for my whole life, that every day counts and everything you do counts, because time is too short to waste time.
You know, Gary, and let me ask you if this is in the book, because it just might be. And it's something that Amit might really dig into. But
yeah.
I just have to bring it up because this just happened. So I've been focusing on what I say more and more and more, and what I'm looking at and what I'm focusing on, because we understand that expands. Right.
Yeah. Oh, so absolutely.
it expands in ways that sometimes we don't know. And now that I'm more and more focused on it, I'll give you a quick example.
Yeah,
just this right. afternoon, for about an hour, I was on the phone with Artie Kornfeld, who you probably know, who produced Woodstock. So I spoke, like, when was the last time I spoke about Woodstock? I can't remember.
I guess but I'm tuned into your field.
I spoke with him for an hour. We're going to have him on the show on our 600th show coming up.
Fantastic.
And so here you said Woodstock on a short conversation. So talk to us. What is that phenomenon?
Who knows? Well, it's just being aware. I mean, I find it's like to be fully present. A lot of people are on automatic and they are present, but it's almost like they're in a hypnotized state of being, following a routine over and over and over again. And some people, I guess, are like that, are followers, and some people are leaders. And I'm not trying to diss any followers or diss any leaders, but different people have different callings in life. So some people that would let an obstacle stop them would be crippled by the obstacle and not move forward to be a musician or an interior designer or a TV star, whatever they wanted to be. Then other people take the bull by the horns and say, well, you know, as the beer commercials say, do it gusto, you know, or Nike says, just do it, you know, and some people are of that ilk and they'll just really try to accomplish something. And I'm much more of that ilk and I don't let the obstacle stop me. Or I even ask the question, why did that appear? What is the lesson of that obstacle showing itself to me to help me learn something so I can commit even stronger to my purpose?
Nice. And speaking of, you know, just do it and gusto and all that, I know a piece of the book, which again might not be your part of the book, but
yeah,
if you could speak to pleasure versus happiness, I think that's confused a lot.
Well, I mean, pleasure. I mean, the funny thing is about human beings and my work with the family dynamics, it's a lot of people I know in the transformational field. I mean, let's use Oprah as an example. Do you think that her family knew there was a multi-billionaire in their midst when Oprah was growing up? Would they have treated her differently rather than sexual abuse, carting her off, you take her, I don't want her, oh, what are we going to do with this kid, blah, blah, blah. Do you think, how would that family have reacted that she'll be known by 6 billion people on Earth, at least 6 billion who have any media contact in any corner of the Earth, and be a multi-billionaire, one of the first black media stars of that caliber? And it's like, wow, it's, you know, so... She went after her happiness. She was doing what gave, of course, pleasure and happiness are intertwined. But my thing is, do we, as human beings, why do we not learn the lesson unless there's pain involved? I'm a philosopher at heart, so I ask these questions. What is it about our species? We need to feel safe. We'll create a false ideology and burn people in Auschwitz so we feel safe in Germany in World War II. Or Muslims are dangerous. Okay, we'll kill Muslims. Now we'll feel safe as a nation or whatever the is. And now, of course, we'll feel safe if we just stay inside because there's a new plague, a 21st century plague out there. So what is it about our species that we either need an opposing enemy to feel safe? And we propagate that with many false ideologies just to kind of have that experience. So will that give us pleasure if we feel safe? Or do we create an artificial reality so we'll feel safe from some ideological opposing force that could annihilate us? I just don't understand why as a species we can't live and let live and have the best life possible while we're here and maximize all our talents. To me, that seems absolutely logical and non-threatening, but the world doesn't seem to work that way.
Well, that'll take us right into my next question for when we come back, Gary. I'm going to want to talk about the gift of the present. So we're going to have a just a couple more minutes together when we come back, but the gift
Great.
Of the present. The book we are talking about is Quantum Activation, Transforming Obstacles into Opportunities. And we will, Gary, actually, we're just sending people straight to your site, right?
Yeah, if you like. Yeah, there's a Quantum Activation page on there. Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
If they go right to my site, it's the first page. It has information about the book, or they can get on my mailing list. Yeah, whatever they'd like.
And give us your website if you would.
Sure. It's Gary Stewart Healing, GarryHealing.com, GarryHealing.com. Loaded with information.
Yes, indeed. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the gift of the present.
Yes.
And we're also going to be joined by Dorothy Donahue for our Ask Dorothy question. And a little later on, our musical guest of Father and Daughter will be joining us, James Gruft and Leandra D.L. Gruft, all on the Life Changer Show at Home Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangeshow.com, via Twitter Life Changes Show, and Facebook at the Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio at this at-home edition of the Life Changes Show. We are talking with Gary Stewart, best-selling author, internationally best-selling, actually three times.
Yes, I'm going to have...
Congratulations, by the way, and Constellation Healer. Gary, your book will be coming out officially September 3rd?
September 3rd, yeah. It's up on Amazon now, but so we can have a bestseller, it's good if everyone gets it on that day. That ups our rating globally to get it, but it is live on Amazon now. If you want to buy the paperback, that won't affect it. We have an ebook special of 99 cents for 24 hours, and that will help us circle it around the world to get it up on Amazon bestseller. And my other books are on there too. My last book, which I released in July, was called Healing Human History. So I know time is short, and you were talking about the gift of the present here.
Right. Yeah, I'm talking about the gift of the present, and your last book is about healing human history.
Yes. Nothing more present than that. Anyway, I'll get you a copy of it. It really was a legacy book, and I put 20 years of wisdom and knowledge that I've experienced from about 14,000 clients, and really profound. Well, you know, the gift of the present is, you know, like Eckhart Tolle spoke about the power of now. And if you really look at the present moment, the now, we're really at a point of power. Every second that we breathe or stay alive, what do we do? If we understand we're at that point of power, every decision I make, even like with your friend who was relocating to other countries, she chose to complain in the present moment before she got to the new situation. And then, it turned out wonderful. So when you look at it historically, so say the present moment, okay, Rosa Parks is on a bus. Get to the back of the bus. She stood there and said, no, I'm going to sit here. She was fully present with who she was, what she wanted to do, and the most powerful thing that I think a diminutive woman ever did was say no to systemic racism. It may look like it's a seat on a bus, but her no inspired Martin Luther King. And so you look at one person in one moment saying, you know what, I'm just going to say no to this. She was saying no to sexism, institutionalized racism, bigotry, you name it, just by something so simple. Like she was present in the moment, like, I'm not going to take this anymore. Same with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who told the Supreme Court, there is gender disparity. They didn't think it even existed. 9 men on the Supreme Court. And she said, I don't want anything special. Get your boot off my neck. That's all I'm asking for, so I can be an equal woman in American society. And they didn't even think gender inequality existed. in reality, and she convinced the whole Supreme Court. And so you look at, she knew her place. She knew that present moment that she had an opportunity. And there's a chapter in the book called Your Point of Power. We have it every second of every day, whether we use it or not. Is, you know, up to us. I mean, it's simply, you know, a point of power. You're in a grocery store. Oh, I want to buy that product. Oh, I saw that commercial on TV for that deodorant. Okay, I'll buy that. So you see how the culture and media influence your choices. And that can be, every day is a simple choice, whether you eat, what time you take a shower, you go to work, blah, blah, blah. So every second we're making 1,000 decisions. But the bigger stuff in life, to be really present, like, what do you want to do? And do you want to do it now? Or do you want to procrastinate and say, oh, no one ever, you know, I get a lot of people, oh, I want to get a book out like you. I want to get a book out you. I said, well, do you have a notebook? Did you start writing your ideas down? Oh, no, I'll get to it. I just, you know, and they're so busy. The same energy, like I spoke about at the beginning, about the obstacle, the energy that you're containing in your obstacle is the same energy that will transform you. It's a polarity shift from negative to positive. So, you know, so somebody can be, let's say, a negative victim in life. Oh, woe is me, woe is me. If they just stop that for a second and said, wait, I'm going to realize my dreams come true. Time's going by fast. Boom. All of a sudden they become activated. With the same energy that was in the problem is actually the same energy that will transform you into the resolution.
That's what you mean, Gary, like when you say life prepares us daily?
Yeah. Oh, it really does. I mean, if you really went into the minutiae of everything we did daily, from getting up in the morning, going to the bathroom, showering, getting ready for work, what are we thinking while we do all that? Every second we're making 1,000 decisions. And they even say that, you know, our brain is a transistor, as you know, for other dimensions or whatever, which I go into in my healing work. And I'm tuning into these invisible things that are actually guiding me. Okay. We have the lemons of a pandemic. So what are you going to do? You're going to sit in your house and twiddle your thumbs when you can't go to a gym or do anything else? No, I'm going to finish these books that I've had in my word processor for 3 or 4 years. I have the titles of the books. I have notebooks full. I said, boom, now's the time to activate. So I'm having actually 3 books plus a collaborative book out this year. And usually it takes me 1 book every 5 years, and I will have had 4 just this year in the past 7 months, because I'm making lemonade out of the lemons of incarceration. Regardless of what I believe about that, which we could do a whole show just on that.
We could do a whole show just on every chapter of the book, Gary.
I know, exactly. Yeah.
This was a nice, quick, really, you're a good fast talker, really quick overview of the book. And good on you. I'm enjoying reading it. And the book, again, is called Quantum Activation, Transforming Obstacles into Opportunities. And Gary, he does all his one-on-ones and groups. You're doing them on Zoom, I imagine, right now?
Some on Zoom, and I created Constellation Healing Oracle cards 2 years ago. So boom, how prophetic. I can do the constellation online, we do the reading, then I tune into your field, and you can have a session that way, in the safety of your own home, in your own little bubble.
That's right. So Gary Stewart, StuartHealing.com.
Thank you.
Gary, thank you so much. We'll connect some more, but this has been a pleasure again.
Oh, blessings, blessings. Thank you very much, and thanks to Mark and Dorothy, too.
Yes, and I'm sure they'll be connecting as well. We've been talking about you. So with that, thank you to Gary Stewart. And now we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Shelley from Arizona. Over the years, I have found that you have to have some important answers to some of my most interesting questions, and here I am again. I thank you in advance for your reply. There appears to be so much misinformation being spread on a daily basis, and with this lockdown situation, I'm discovering that many of the people I thought I knew are absolutely terrified and believe that what is going on is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy, and that we are heading towards total destruction of the planet. My belief is that although things are not looking good, we are in the midst of an awakening that will lead us into a higher consciousness. When I share this with my friends, they tell me that I'm crazy. So please tell me what you are seeing and believing about what is truly going on.
Dear Dear Shelley, it is good to hear from you, and I too have been experiencing much of what you have shared here with your question. My truth is that we are indeed working our way through the end times. However, I believe that what is occurring is an end to the lies and untruths that have been thrown at humanity since the beginning of time. So much is being brought to light, and more truth is being revealed every day. However, with every word of truth being shared, there are as many, if not more, lies being projected upon us. This is truly time for all of us to use our God-given gifts of discernment and to do the research necessary to come to more elegant choices and a higher understanding of what is going on. In my workshops and private lessons, I encourage everyone to question everything and to not just take whatever anyone is saying, including me, as absolute truth. Fortunately, we live in a time where so much good information is readily available on the internet. So please question everything and then look for the information that will assist you in making the best choices possible. I always ask for divine guidance, and these are the words I use. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for providing me with the answers I seek. As your divine child, I am the power in my world, and I know that with your guidance, I can easily find truth in today's world. Let's remember, Shelley, that we are in the end times of the old ways of believing anything and everything that we are told, and that once we begin to question and discern truth, we can help change this world and begin to live in peace and harmony. I trust that you will continue to listen to your higher self when engaged in conversation with the ones who live in fear. And I thank you for this important question.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guests, James Gruft and Leandra D.L. Gruft, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back, and we are happy to have musical guests, two of them. One is a musician, a singer, and a healer. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. James Harris Gruft and his daughter, singer Leandra D.L. Gruft, on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
What a pleasure. This is exciting. I don't know that we've ever had a father and a daughter team. And actually, James, you, of course, have been singing for years with so many people. Talk to us about your music over the years.
Well, I started composing music when I was 9, and I was in a duet with Nuke, who's John Newcutt. We had a couple of groups. I started with Living Folly, then Gruft and Nuke, and then I moved to Chicago, and I've been with the Urban Hawks, and then the latest has been working with the Giving Tree Band.
Right, and you have several CDs out, actually, with different combinations of people. And are we going to hear anything today from one of those?
We are. We're going to hear two songs from our latest album, which is It Is the Journey. And that was with the Giving Tree Band, but it's just going to be the duet of Leandra and James. And
nice.
Accompanied by our keyboard, and then Leandro will sing lead and guitar, and I'll play background keyboards and backup to Leandro.
Well, this is exciting that you're going to do a live unplugged kind of version. And I have to say, I don't know how you have time because you've done so much musically, but you are also a healer, quote, slash, you're a physician. I mean, you're a doctor.
Yeah.
I know that doesn't sound like a big deal to you, but it does to me, knowing what it takes to be just a musician at times.
Well, I was a musician. It was the doctor that came later.
And so you, I imagine you were doing music throughout your whole study and residency, and maybe that was a very good thing for you, come to think of it.
Yeah, it was my sanity, for sure.
Your sanity. Wow. Wow. And did you ever bring music into the patient relationship?
I kept it pretty much a split, a dichotomy, for many years, but now we have the album in the front of the waiting room, so patients have started finding out that I am in fact a composer and a musician, which they didn't know for a long time. So yeah, it has come into it. And when I was in medical school, I wrote a musical for the medical school to perform, a short, very short play, and it was performed at, you know, at the end of the year. So I kept it going, as I said, for sanity.
Well, glad to hear it. And interesting that you wrote a musical on top of everything else, because we know your daughter is fond of musicals. We'll get to talk to her a little bit more in just a little bit. But first, let's hear her. Let's hear Leandra D.L. Gruft performing Away With Me with James Gruft, her father, doing backups and on keyboard, live on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition.
Rainbows in my tears shed, but who's counting? Shall I plunge beneath the fountain and pretend? Times it's hard to just keep moving. Times it's hard to fight a looting friends. You just may come out grooving at the end. Fly away, fly away.
Thank you, Leandra. And I should say, actually, that was you on guitar, right? And so that's Leandra. I'm going to give out her website now, Leandra D.L. Gruft. And D.L. is spelled D-I-E-L-L-E-G-R-U-F-T.com. In a moment, we'll give out James's address as well. But Leandra, let me ask you this. You're more into the musicals, the dancing, the acting, and the singing, I guess, too, but ballet, all kinds, right?
Yeah, I pretty much do a little bit of everything. Right now, I'm on a hip-hop crew, and I've been trying to do some acting, and I've done ballet, and so, yeah, I've kind of, like, always loved, like, the mixture of everything, and musical theater just, like, puts it all together, which is why I love it so much.
Indeed. And James, you've experienced so many things with so many musicians and traveled around and sung in different iterations of groups and stuff. The experience with singing with your very own daughter?
Oh, it's amazing because, you know, it's very telepathic. I mean, she just catches on. Well, she's very quick to begin with, but she catches on so quickly that I can teach her things, and bam, she's got it. And the way our voices can come together, the nuance, we just sync on the nuances, which is always a great thing for a musician.
Well, I think this is very exciting. I know you're both starting out. This is a new-ish thing, but we thought how exciting to be able to present this, the two of you together. JamesHarrisGruft.com is where you can learn more about James, and Harris Gruft, GRUFT.com. So what do we get to hear now? No time, right?
That's right.
And so this is the one where you're going to be singing lead, James, and you're going to be on keyboard, and then Leandra will be doing backup. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, well, here we go with James Gruft performing No Time with Leandra D.L. Gruft doing vocal backup, live on the Life Change.
So here I am, what I believe in. I had no time to face my fall, and if I lost my central focus, don't want to waste no time at all. I had no time to walk away. I had no time for yesterday. I had no time to sing my song. I had had no time for spring to dawn. I had no time to live with truth. I had no time to give my youth. I had no time to stay. So I put on this life and wear. No time to lose, no time to waste. Grab every breath. And if I lost my central focus, don't want to waste no time at all. I had no time to walk away. I had no time for yesterday. I had no time to speak my fears. I had no time to feel my tears.
That sounds so autobiographical. Wow. But I'm not going to ask about it. So James Harris Gruft, thank you so much. And all the best to both of you. Leandra D.L. Gruft, thank you. I'm glad we figured out what the problem was. So it wasn't a mystery. And I'm glad that we've had this time together. We had time together. And it was a good time. Thank you to you both. And with that, that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like our surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.